Ed Robertson, thanking you for making us part of your Labor Day weekend celebration. We'll be back with a brand new edition of our program next week. In the meantime, we invite you to enjoy a replay of a conversation that originally aired in October 2020 with 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner. Ed Asner passed away last week at the age of 91.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brigitte, and you are listening to TV Confidential. And now, not confidential, here's Cousin Ed.
Ed Roberts, along with Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, and our guest, Ed Asner. Ed Asner, the 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor known around the world as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own spin-off series, Lou Grant. 2020 marks the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the Mary Tyler Moore Show on television and, by extension, the 50th anniversary of the Lou Grant character. Ed pays tribute to each of his fellow cast members of both the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant in his memoir, Son of a Junkman. Son of a Junkman, my life from the west bottoms of Kansas City to the bright lights of Hollywood. Son of a Junkman, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter and on Instagram at the only Ed Asner. For more information on the Ed Asner Family Center, edasnerfamilycenter.org, or Twitter at Ed Asner Center.
It was the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yes, Mary Tyler Moore, but the ensemble was one of the best ensemble casts, period, in my own humble opinion.
Well, I love your humble opinion, and it's not so humble. It stands tall. I loved our cast. We all fitted in beautifully, and nobody gives Gavin any credit, because he had never played anything like Murray before, but he suggested Murray, came in and did Murray, and he was a wonderful source of reliance. He was a part of our ensemble. And, of course, the ladies were stellar.
Yes.
Phyllis.
Cloris Leachman.
Leachman, yeah. Phyllis. And Valerie Harper as Rhoda. And what the hell was Ida.
Oh,
his mother.
Nancy Walker.
Yeah, Nancy Walker. And eventually Ted's wife.
Oh, Joyce Bulifant. Georgia Engel.
Yeah.
Georgia Engel.
I loved how the two ensembles meshed in the Rhoda's wedding episode.
Yeah,
when you do the crossovers, it doesn't work.
I didn't like that. I didn't want to be there. Probably because I didn't like... I was celebrating her departure, but at the same time, I didn't like the idea that she would no longer be aiding the show.
Yeah. It was bittersweet.
Yeah. And I was triumphant, of course, when it didn't succeed, which proved that she needed Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
We mentioned Cloris a little while ago. I understand Cloris was and is quite a character.
Oh, my God. Well, when we first started, we were asked to do prep to warm up the country to the coming of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary and I were assigned a half of the country to do promos. And I tried to memorize the promos and failed miserably. So Mary took the brunt of those commercials. Then I was sent down to Atlanta to do the other half of the country with Cloris.
Mm-hmm.
I got down there and I, once again, suffering from my failure to memorize the promos. And when she saw that I was having trouble, she said, "Oh, forget that. We'll just improvise." So we improvised and it became delightful to do it with her.
That's great.
Yep, she was great. She is great. Can I ever tell you the story about us?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, does it have to do with your decision to lose weight?
Yes. Cloris and I used to kiss a lot. And I liked it. She liked it. And I wanted to, of course, take it all the way. She judiciously sat back and said, "All right, you lose 30 pounds and you can have me."
Ah.
How about that? How many of you can lay claim to such an offer?
Not I.
So did you lose the 30 pounds?
I lost 29.
Oh.
Yeah. I think both of us were relieved.
You know, the fan favorite of the Mary Tyler Moore Show is Chuckles Bites the Dust, which I like to, you know, find every so often just for a solid laugh. Did you guys know that that's the one that everyone would be talking about?
Oh, I think we had an inkling. We loved doing it. And Mary was at her best. She was the goat for the show, and she came through like $1 million.
Yes.
And David Lloyd wrote that script, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a master comedian.
And I think Joan Darling directed it.
Well, yeah, that's another funny story. We did the show, and Jay Sandrich, our traditional director, had two shows that he was... there were two shows left, and he was asked to pick which one he wanted to direct. Mm-hmm. So he picked the other one, and we were all amazed and pondered and puzzled, and they had to go out get another director to do Chuckles the Clown. So they got Joan Darling. So I'm standing at my dressing room the day she arrived, and I see this fancy convertible drive by with Joan driving it. I had met her previously. And I, what's the name of the organization that specializes in brains?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Well, she had it on her license plate, the organization, and which identified her as a brain.
Oh, Mensa.
Oh, Mensa.
Mensa.
Mensa, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mensa on the license plate. And I thought, what the hell is going on here? So she drove on. She was the director. And by that time, we were directing ourselves, and mm-hmm. we didn't really need a director. But come time for the Emmy, she wins the Emmy for directing that show.
Wow.
So I think to myself, get out of here. it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
At this time, how many female directors were there directing television shows?
Hardly. Hardly any.
Yeah.
Hardly any. And I've been hard on her ever since. But, anyway, she was there. She got the credit for it. More power to her.
More power to her. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the... get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Ed Asner is on the line with us. Ed Asner, the actor known around the world as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own show, Lou Grant. Ed is spending part of his day with Tony and Donna and me celebrating the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Ed pays tribute to each of his cast members of the Mary Tyler Moore Show in his memoir, Son of a Junk Man, Son of a Junk Man, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood, Son of a Junk Man, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Ed on Twitter and on Instagram at the only Ed Asner. You mentioned Mensa. If I remember correctly, your dear friend Theo Bakel was also a member of Mensa, but I talked to Theo a couple of times. He didn't take it very seriously.
Well, I don't either.
I'm not
a member. They didn't choose me, the hell of them. I didn't know Theo was.
I think he was. I think he was.
I'm good friends with his wife, so I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
He was a good performer.
He was a great performer.
I mentioned my favorite Mary Tyler Moore Show, but my favorite Lou Grant was the Hollywood episode. So that was the one where they were investigating the murder of a boxer 30 years earlier named Baby Duarte.
Yeah.
It was all done in
vaguely style. Something about that. I must say that the preacher on Chuckles Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah, the actor who played the preacher, yeah.
He did a marvelous job in stimulating Mary into her paroxysms of weeping and laughing and
yes.
weeping and laughing. He did John something, I can't remember his name, but he's a beautiful actor.
I'm looking it up as we speak. Now, making an hour-long drama is different than making a 30-minute sitcom. With a 30-minute sitcom, you would have the read-around on Monday. You'd have a couple days to work it out. And then you would have a chance to rehearse a little, you know, before you tape on Friday. I would imagine, coming from the theater, you relish the opportunity to rehearse.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I have the ego of an actor. By the time we rehearsed, I knew what I was going to do. I knew what I would look like. I knew what the camera would show me as. You never have enough time when you're doing an hour show.
Yeah.
With a half-hour show, you're always taking it beyond perfection.
Well, we're talking to perfection right now because we're talking to Ed Asner, and Ed Asner is Almighty God.
Yeah. Finish.
I will let you finish. I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to finish. You're going to finish.
I'm going to finish. All right. Ed Asner, Lou Grant, the actor known around the world, Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own spinoff show, Lou Grant, Son of a Junk Man, Ed's wonderful memoir, the story of Ed's life and career from his origins as the son of a junk man in Kansas City to a spectacular acting career which spans from the golden age of film and television and continues to this day. Son of a Junk Man, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever fine books are available online. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter at the Ed Asner. And Ed, the actor whose name you were thinking of was John Harkins.
Harkins,
H-A-R-K-I-N-S.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to him, but he was a beautiful actor. That was my clock.
Yes, well, do not ask for whom the bell tolls. Yes.
Well, it ain't tolling for me.
It ain't tolling. And thank goodness for that.
For you, though.
Yes, it is tolling for me.
All right. I had a lovely time with you guys. And keep those questions and answers coming in, won't you?
Okay. Do you have to go right now, or can you stay for a few more minutes?
I can stay.
Okay. All right.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Last time we talked to you, which is around March, Ed, you had just booked a role on Grace and Frankie. Did that come through? Were you able to film that?
I guess so, but I don't. It was so inconsequential, I don't remember it.
Okay. do you have other bookings that you can tell us about that's coming up?
Not really. Well, as I said earlier, we're going to do God Help Us in Chicago with Michael Shannon.
Uh-huh.
That should be interesting to work with Mike again. And Paul Rudd has done the intro to Son of a Junkman. Yeah, that would make a good movie.
Yes.
Showing a kid coming, going up across the street from the Armour's packing house.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy had a junkyard. And the early years of the junkyard, and then school, and then college, and then acting. So, someday somebody will make that movie.
Well, it's a classic American story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice story.
And I want to tell you something. The junk business is a very nice, exciting business.
Yes, because what one person discards, another person sees
Yes. I'll never forget the, you know, always looking for treasures, always looking for treasures. And a very once in a blue moon finding one.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a copy of Alexander Pope, translation of the Iliad, a leather-bound volume in a bunch of junk that came from a farmer's house. And I still have that treasure someplace in my library.
So, in the movie version of Son of a Junk Man, who do you want to play you?
John Garfield. Who is not that good an actor, by the way.
Well, he would have big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Let me think. I don't know. Well, maybe De Niro.
Okay.
But De Niro, no. He's so stamped in everybody's mind. And what a beautiful actor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that way, if we can tone down, who's De Niro's counterpart?
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
No, Joe Pesci is a lovely actor.
Yeah.
De Niro's counterpart, oh, God.
Dustin Hoffman.
Carlito's Way. Who was the star of that?
Oh, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess
we can tone him down and he can play me.
You're listening to a conversation that Tony, Donna, and I had with 8-time Emmy Award winner Ed Asner that originally aired in October 2020. Ed Asner passed away last week at the age of 91. We'll play more of our conversation with Ed in just a moment. In the meantime, if you have not read Ed's memoir, Son of a Junk Man, I highly recommend it. Ed pays tribute to all of his cast members of the Mary Tyler Moore Show in his wonderful memoir, Son of a Junk Man, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood, Son of a Junk Man, available in paperback and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Ed looks back very poignantly at his life growing up as the son of a junk man in Kansas City and talks a lot about how both his mother and his father continue to influence his life to this day. Ed also talks about who he based his portrayal of Lou Grant on when he played Lou Grant both on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and on his own show, Lou Grant. We'll play more of our conversation with Ed Asner after this quick timeout here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.